For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. Artists are preparing a variety of commemorations for the one-year anniversary of last year's firestorms. Pieces include jewelry and mosaics made with relics from what's been lost. Storytelling through monologues, drumming, and photography are also in the works. Most of the organizers have been affected one way or the other by fire. When I went by the Ukiah home of Katarzyna Rolzynski for a meeting about dates and venues, I noticed a sign outside her door that said Resurrected 1997. That's when she finished rebuilding after a fire in 94. I asked her about the upcoming commemorative events.
Well, it's Out of the Ashes and Art from the Ashes. This October, it is the one-year anniversary of the wildfires of Redwood Valley. And it seemed like almost simultaneously, a number of people came up with the idea of looking through the rubble and seeing what might be made from it in terms of art, and the whole idea of seeing hopefulness and rising from the ashes. Elizabeth Raby and Nori Dolan did 2 weekend workshops of doing mosaics from things from the fire. And actually, I participated in that. I wasn't in this fire, but I was in a fire some years ago. The house you're in here is all after my fire.
As people arrived with snacks and salutations, I mingled with some of the other organizers. J. Allison Mascarello is an artist and curator.
We have about 29 confirmed artists at this moment. I know that there are more. Of those 29 artists, we have approximately 64 pieces at this moment. And we're going to divvy them out between 4 venues, one being the County Museum in Willits, the other one being the Ukiah Library, the other one being the Redwood Valley Grange, and then also Ukiah Art Center / Corners Gallery.
Mosaic artist Elizabeth Raby got some sponsors for the project.
And Elizabeth, you said that there's some funding involved, so this isn't just kind of a seat of the pants labor of love.
We got major funding from the California Arts Council and from the Community Foundation in Mendocino County. South Ukiah Rotary Club's been very generous as well, and the Howard Hospital at Adventist Health. And then I've had a lot of people like Jan Hoyman help with making some of the tiles for our mural that we're doing, which is a part just right between the workshops that Nori and I gave for people who'd lost their homes and got to make mosaics for themselves. We're doing a big mural. And so the Grange, the Redwood Valley Grange Show that opens up on October 12th, is also an unveiling of that mural, which will be hanging in the front of the Grange.
How big is this mural?
It's 16 feet wide, and most of it's 4 feet tall, but the center has a part that goes up to 6.
And both of you have been affected by fires, Jay, especially you out in Redwood Valley.
Yes, we had 3 fires last year, 2 within a week of each other, and then the October fire. And it's been particularly important to me as part of the healing process to be involved in this, but definitely affected. And my therapist has had many calls and graciously allowed them.
I didn't lose my home, but I did put my farm in Potter Valley, where I'd lived for a couple of decades, on the market just before the fires came out. And so now that there's been yet another fire that came just about a hair away on a couple of sides, I'm pulling it off the market, and that's affecting. And then just the fact that my grandson from the Bay Area wasn't allowed to come up and do bubby camp this year because it was too smoky, that's really sad. And it's been just dealing with on the meeting level and on the workshop levels with so many people that have lost their homes. Well, my tenants, right? Some of my neighbors who live at my new place in town that did lose everything. And I like caretaking, but sometimes I just feel like, whew, you know, it's just a lot to absorb. Yeah, I don't think there's anybody that lives nearby because of all the smoke and everything else and just the community that hasn't been affected in some way.
And the community as a whole lost children and dear friends. On my street alone, of 12 residences, 6 of them were completely burned to the ground, and people lost everything. So it's been pretty, the landscape has changed.
Neighborhoods are broken up.
Yeah, absolutely.
People who'd been
Yeah, it's been pretty tragic that way. We feel lonely a lot out there. You know, living rurally, you depend on neighbors. And, you know, you're by yourself.
Jana Minix, the children's librarian at the Ukiah Library, talked about a storybook project funded by a grant from the Community Foundation.
It's kind of a two-pronged thing for us, and the first part of it is called the Mendo Fire Storybook Project. It's going to eventually be an anthology of people's stories, and those stories can take form through poetry, through written out stories and prose, or photography, if people have photos or artwork that they've done, photos of sculptures that they may have created or mosaics they may have created, anything that really that they have created to help them in expressing their story, in expressing themselves, and helping them process what happened and heal from the trauma that happened or that was incurred as a result of the fires.
Interested parties can email mendofirestorybook@gmail.com or call the Ukiah Library if they'd like to participate. And as for some of the exhibits, performances, and the unveiling.
The openings are first Friday next month in Ukiah, the 6th in Willits, and then the 12th at the Redwood Valley Grange.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright.